It was in that time that my life really started, because I mandated them that we will be going from every hostel outreaches. It was there that I went to preach and nothing happened. And I went and cried to God, give me this soul or I die. It was then I began to learn the word of fasting. I added 2 more hours. It became 3. 3 hours every morning. When I started praying it was not obvious to normal people. But people that know me in the secret know that there is fire that is coming. It's a volcano. That's what I'm trying to show you today. That when people pray, and we say prevailing prayer, long prayer, they don't understand that prayer is first of all an investment. It is not an avenue to get things done for yourself. If you see that way you pray, you measure your prayer power and impact by the answers that you have. There are many prayers that will never see the answer and we die. Yet the prayer hangs in the mortal realm, seeking for expression. Men like Anna was in the temple. That woman sat there, and by her prayer, she was a system that would bear the Messiah. So if you begin to measure her by when she prayed, did she get another husband? Did she get car? Did she? You are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. They spoke about the fathers of faith in the book of Hebrews. They said they finished. Some of them didn't see it. May God deliver us from the curse of time and bring us to the regions of eternity. That is the scope of God's work and dealings. Until men are ferried, they will not know that they are conduits. They will be bound to time. They will be bound to results. They will know that you can tarry. And in the natural, there is no result. But in the spirit, you are a conduit. Your altar is what is hosting the activities in the whole territory. There is no sign. We don't measure in the natural. Yeah. Oh, oh. You will pray, and when you pray, you won't pray by your own mind. Yes. Doctor, there is such a thing as the spirit of prayer. Me, I know. I have used scripture to teach it, but beyond the teaching is an experience. I talk of the things God has done. They said Lucifer that his makeup was tabrets. That's how God formed prayer inside me. So when I breathe, it's prayer. Even if I say I don't want to pray, it's not possible. I pray into the sleep, wake up praying. Pray in the morning, pray from as I'm on the road. I don't even know when I start praying. I don't stop. It's a conduit. I have realized that God is looking for landing ports on earth. Airports, men that have altars strong enough to host a transgenerational dimensions of God. God seeks such men. There are few. And when he sees a man that is willing to say, here I am, I don't have the grace, I don't know how to, but if you will give me the grace to pray, I will tarry. I found my life. Mama has given parante koskabata simante kabalia ambre tola hata patalia. Pastor, are you building? Yes. Because God told me you should build. I'm trying to find out whether it's spiritual or physical building. When we were in the car coming to your house, God told me you should build. It's built. Okay. Whether it's natural or spiritual, God will give you the resources to build in the name of Jesus. Building is not easy, whether in the natural or in the spirit. In the spirit, the greatest job is to build. I'm a builder too, so I know what it takes to build a man from scratch, and he becomes a giant. Can we pray for the fire burning in my heart? My heart seems as if it wants to fall out. Can Can we pray? Where is Henry? Come, stop saying under the. You need to pray. You need to pray. Stop hiding. We need to pray a little. Let me see if I can see what to. You know. The reason why, fundamental reason why I search the Bible is to find prayer points. Because this is the way they do it. We give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. Prayer leads you to the word. The word leads you to prayer. Prayer leads you to the word. The word, that's the only way. You should be doing it like this. If you take out one error. Samambreta bahata kambreta patia. Zebrente deba. Is this thing working? Can we? Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Simanta papara. Stepepetekuta kambrata papante limbro. Shabenta brata pata kambrata pata kambrete petenia. Rapapambrete pando kambre. Shetepatina tapaka parata patania. Embre kopata brante detemente niambrataba. Shembrete mbota kambre. Shagata pata pata patata. Rata papa pante pambre. Libota kapata tanata patati nata panatea. Ambra kopapambrete. Mamba papa 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 tata lata patata sombre tabe na kambre tebe ne tebe tua. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. The scripture said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So when you are not praying, you are fainting. That's the only two things. It's either you are praying or you are fainting. Are you praying? Are you sure? We'll find out. So the scripture said, yeah, that's number one. Number two, he said, that men ought always to pray. That means the way to identify a man is in the place of prayer. Where is Joshua? Come. Let me see you. Come. Are you a man? Come, let's know. Let's know whether you are a man. Are you a man? He can't answer. Because if he answers, we'll find. Come, because we'll find out his prayer. I asked a young man, are you a man? He said, by men looking at me, you will know I'm a man. There is a difference between being a male and a man. The Bible said, male, he created man. Male and female, made he them. There is a posture a man takes, his identity will be revealed in the spirit. Consistency, tarrying in the place of prayer begins to reveal a man, so that even ladies like Deborah that has learned the protocol, the technology of standing between Bethel and Ramah, we become churches. Meanwhile, the men were silent in their days. You change my song. You want me to sing another song? pray a little, maybe for 15 minutes. Let's pray for 15 minutes. There is a way you will pray. Have you heard the scripture say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit? And then, after service, they say, let's share grace. Have you not done it before? The question I want to ask you now is, what does it mean to share grace? Huh? I want to know what it means. Because since I've been singing that thing, nothing has happened. Meanwhile, that thing is actually a reality in the spirit, to share grace. Because men are supposed to interact with life, trap life. It was John G. Lake that said one of the days that he was transported in the spirit to go and pray for a woman that had insanity in Ireland, that they were in a prayer meeting like this. And then when people were praying, shafts of light, beaming as energy, converged on him. And then by that energy, he was lifted. His body was still there, but he left. And that was how he was transported to Ireland. What you call that thing is grace that is being shed. The energy he has as one man is not enough to get the job done. But you don't know what your neighbor did last night. You slept throughout the night. Maybe your neighbor prayed in the night. So when you, because you are going to hold hands with your neighbor, stop underestimating the person near you. You don't know. So when you hold hands with your neighbor, what you are doing is you are sharing grace. Find a neighbor. Two, face to face. No, face to face. Shamentali kabalia. Ebeneto la batahata. Kambrete beneteliya. Kapantelia. Sabrata papa. No, wait. Come. Find a neighbor. It's important. Yes, me too. Now, this is the prayer point. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice say unto me, come up here. That is what believers don't know. That was the voice to John and the voice to a generation. But it was trapped at an energy level. And even though John was a man of the spirit, he has not ascended to the place where the information is. So by mercy he was brought there, and the word of the Lord is, come up, Peter. We want to give you something. We want to release something. We want to speak something, but the energy level cannot trap it. There is an ambience that can host intelligent spirits. There is an ambience that can host cherubs, seraphs, warring angels. See, warfare is not a prayer point. There are men that can appear. And men like Joshua will say, are you with me or are you against me? The mere sight of the sword that you saw in the spirit will make territorial spirit to become afraid. I tell you, something will happen here. Simanta kabia. In the next 10 minutes, upgrade your energy level in the spirit.
Prayer. Ha ha. Somebody pray.